Hi, you guys. Welcome back. Nice to be with you again. Hope you had a good week. This is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio, in case you didn't already know that. And this is Lost Arts Radio Live for December the 14th, 2019. Year's almost over, and we've been talking a lot about all the different elements of the agenda of destruction being carried out all around us, orchestrated from the top levels of power. But I thought today, to put that in context a little bit, we talk a little bit about solutions. That would be a nice thing. That's really the only reason to know about any of this stuff, as far as I can tell. Otherwise, what's the point? Just to be able to recite all the things that are going wrong according to a plan that's not friendly to us. I don't see any point in that, other than figuring out what to do in response. And so we're going to talk a little bit about solutions and which people among us can actually help make them happen. These are things we're not supposed to talk about, of course, and not supposed to understand, let alone talk about. And so before we get into it, since we don't know how long we're going to be visible to you guys and when the show might disappear, I've been having reports today about all kinds of other groups and shows that have been shut down and disappeared off the major video platforms, but also off of search engines and things like that. So it would be good for you to remember and bookmark and subscribe to our site over our page over at Brighteon.com, Brighteon.com. I'm still amazed that most people don't know anything about the fact that it exists. It's a great alternative to the major video platforms where they won't be censoring. I mean, they're not going to let you post wild porn or call for the murder of somebody or really, some bad stuff like that. But anything reasonable, regardless of point of view, you don't have to agree with the site's point of view or the founder, Mike's point of view. I can almost send his name. I can't do that. And so I would recommend using that site, meaning watch videos over there, excuse me, and watch our videos. Lost, it's called, our channel is called brighteon.com/channel/lostartsradio. And I'm trying to let you guys know before you just wonder where we went and it's all quiet here. So brighteon.com/channel/lostartsradio. They have the subscription function working so you can subscribe so that you'll be notified when there's a new video there that we put up, and their other features are coming very quickly, and you can bookmark the site. So just wanted to let you know while I still can. And also the mailing list, mailing list at lostartsradio.com. It would be good to get on that, because if you can't find us anywhere, the main site, lostartsradio.com, you can go there and get on the mailing list, and we'll be able to at least send you videos or other information that we can't get out over normal channels if and when that happens. And to get on that mailing list, it just takes a name and an email address. You can unsubscribe to it whenever you want to. And you can get on it. Doug set up a convenient deal where you can just text a name and an email address to a number, which I wrote down here. I still haven't memorized it. It's 928-235-4676. And just say you want to be on the mailing list. And here's the name and email that you're sending in. Or you can email the same information to info@lostartsradio.com, and we'll put you on that same list. Now, I'm just wondering, what do you think would be the top categories of people who would be able to reverse the destruction of humanity that's underway now? There are actually a lot of those. I mean, all kinds of people can help that if they've got the motivation. But I thought we'd look at some of the top 10 good ones, if we have time to go through at least half of them during this show. And I thought that would be interesting. And maybe you'll find that you're in some of these groups, or that you know people who are. The first one that comes to mind that I would call number 10, a category of people or a group of people that could turn around the destruction that's going on and actually contribute great things to a solution of harmonious life on the planet would be the people running the big tech companies and social media, executives and employees and contractors. And some of those have already become whistleblowers. And I know I'm not supposed to talk openly about this. This is one of the things that you disappear for even mentioning now. But we have to, and I already told you that you can find us on Brighteon, if nowhere else. Some of the employees and contractors of the big tech companies and the video platforms and things have come out and exposed what's going on in the inside, which is that there's lots of good people who work for those companies, but at the top, the management and the direction of them is coming from a completely malicious and destructive place. And it's not so obvious if you are not looking at it the right way. If you think, well, geez, they have all kinds of good stuff on those platforms too, and that's true. You can learn how to sew or do carpentry or fix your computer or something like that. It's really great. But the things that are telling you what's going on in the world and are telling the truth are disappearing at a rapid rate. So if you're listening to the show and you're on the inside of those companies, think about doing a good deed and exposing what's going on the inside. Or if you're one of the managers or people who are in charge of censorship, you might want to rethink what you're doing. And I'm really talking directly to you at this point that, it's really kind of cool and you get all this support from other people doing the same thing and you think, oh, we're just censoring bad people. But one of the great things about the U.S., even though it's full of, at this point, massive corruption, and we've got, bad people have gotten into almost all the power positions, with some exceptions, but most of them. One of the great principles at its founding was free speech. And the people that came here, most of them realized that if you don't have that, then you're just setting yourself up for eventual control and enslavement. And if you add advanced technology to that, it gets really serious, which is what's happening now. So free speech has to be allowed. If you understand that, and you can understand it, even if you're in charge of censorship for a big tech company, even if you're gaming a search engine to make it look like a certain point of view is the one everybody agrees with, and using that to control elections, which they do, and all kinds of stuff like that, even if you're in charge of one of those things, I just want to let you know that even if you appear to be winning and your side coming out ahead and, the people are going to be set up to judge whose speech should be allowed and whose isn't, it's not a good thing to do. And it won't have good effects on the people that do it. So any time that you actually realize that is a good time to change course and use the position that you've got inside the power structure to do some good. And if you're inside those companies, even if you're looking at us right now and thinking about banning us and, whatever it is that you're in charge of, there are creative ways to use your position to actually do good, because you're not responsible for what anybody else does. You're only responsible for your own actions and thoughts and what you say to people. It doesn't really matter. Even if you don't get caught officially shutting down freedom, your own deeper level consciousness knows everything that you're doing and will arrange the future experiences for you to offset that. So rather than have that kind of an unpleasant outcome from doing bad things to other people, it's better when you realize that you're doing it to change. So I'm not against anybody. I'm not against anybody who's doing the censorship or anything else. I'm just suggesting that, you're as much or more of a victim of the whole thing than the rest of us. and you have an opportunity to do some really good service to the rest of the people. So think about it seriously when you get a second. So that's for employees and contractors and some of the management and upper level people. The thing about free speech is you can't just give it to speech that you agree with and have it do any good. You've got to, and Mike understands this on Brighteon.com, people that are completely opposed to most of what he's talking about are welcomed and allowed to have a platform, and their videos are not banned or anything like that, because the whole idea of free speech is it's for everybody. And it's not just when things are good. It's not to be removed in difficult circumstances or anything like that. It's just a permanent right that doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from the video platforms. It doesn't come from the search engines or any of the big corporations. It you're born with it. And whether you live in the U.S. or any other of the many countries all over the world, you have the same right. It's just that it's not recognized in most places, and it's disappearing fast in the U.S. So if you're in a position to turn that around, that's such a fantastic contribution to the future of the world that it's something to really consider, because you're in a position to do something great. And I know the owners of some of the notable platforms have said, well, the customers want a curated a curated array of things they can read, so that they don't have to read any of those irritating fake things. And the owner of the platform had just offered to decide for them what's fake, and whatever he sanctions as good is not fake. That's completely against free speech, and it is against the people's God-given rights all over the world. And so if you're inside that system, in that machine, involved in banning people who tell the truth about subjects that would interfere with the agenda, like the full truth about health and medicine, and which has been banned all over the place, and about Agenda 21 and about real energy technology, not just solar and wind, but the things that are way beyond that, for which people have been assassinated trying to promote and distribute them. The truth about what Wi-Fi does to people and 5G and screen time and the smart grid in general. Any real information on the environmental problems and solutions that have been there since the beginning, and agriculture and why it's not a great idea to produce food that makes you degenerate and get sick and be vulnerable to infectious diseases and things like that. Real information on GMOs is being banned, and not all of it yet, but it's on the way. Poisons in products that people use, and a lot more. If you're on the inside of the system that is carrying out the censorship for that, you're in a wonderful position to actually break out of your own programming that says, oh, I have to be one of the tyrants and their servants, and break out of that and actually do something good for humanity. Right up to the top. I mean, I'm appealing to people who own these platforms, because nobody's really talking to you from a point of view of supporting you, but wanting you to realize for your own benefit to do something good in your position. And that's what we're talking about here. So can you imagine what would happen if big tech couldn't find anybody to help them for the cover-up and censorship? What would happen if the big tech CEOs and executives decided they couldn't any longer keep lying to the public and participating in, you know, what leads to enslavement of the people? What if they started to wake up? Because there's a misconception that these owners of these really malicious corporations and government agency heads and people like that they're just bad people. They're different than the regular people that, you know, that most of the population is just ordinary people trying to do a good job in their lives. And that's not true. And you guys who are in that position know it at a deep level. You're not different than anybody else. You're just deeply programmed so that you believe the way to get the high that you're after is on the drug of evil and suppression of people under you. And you need to learn that that's self-destructive. Even if you, in quotes, get away with it, nobody gets away with anything. That's an illusion. So I'm not expecting you to pay any attention to me, but you could if you want to, and it might be a really good idea. But, you know, just in an imaginary scenario, what if executives like you became brave and honest and willing to tell the truth no matter what came out of it? This would be like earth-shaking development and change. And we always assume, those of us who even know what's going on, assume, oh, that'll never happen. We just have to, you know, oppose these people in any way we can. There is another scenario in which those people who are now carrying out the bad things apologize to their employees and the public and change course. And I just wonder if you can imagine how much impact that would have on the world. It would really change the future. So I'm encouraging you guys to think about it. And even for the top bosses, believing that they're going to live forever and merge into cyberspace or whatever the latest thing is that you guys believe, and that the entities that you're contacting on your microdosing and things are going to lead you to someplace good, that's not exactly accurate. And you find out that life in any particular body is really short. It's obvious that that's the case at the end. So maybe you're assigned to do some bad things. You can certainly rethink it and decide what you really want to do, how you want to feel looking back at your life and what you actually did in it. And this is an opportunity. You're not going to get that many wake-up calls, I don't think. And this is one of them. So think about it. So one group that could really help save the world is the people in big tech, controlling the search engines, the video platforms. Amazing, huh? The people that are doing some bad things could be really in a great position to do a major service for our future. Another one, I would say number 9, if we're giving them numbers, would be the medical and health professionals. This is a lot of people in that system, including doctors, but also everybody who works for them in the health field. Right now, a lot of what a lot of great people are in the health field, obviously. I'm involved in it. A lot of people I know, good friends, and I'm in touch with a lot of great medical doctors and naturopaths and chiropractors and people like that. But overall, the system as it applies now, allopathic system and naturopathy is going towards it as well quickly. And most of the naturopathic students and doctors don't even realize it, that I've talked to anyway, very defensive about it in some cases. It's a lot of death and destruction that the medical system as it is now is causing, and it plans on causing a whole lot more. Not because the doctors in it plan that. They just are trying to do what they were taught in school and what they memorized is true. And some of them, like in putting people back together after car crashes and shootings and all kinds of traumatic injuries and stuff, they're doing superhuman work, and they deserve incredible credit. But in general, the medical approach to health is, as Gary North and Carolyn Dean said in their paper, Death by Medicine, which is free on the internet. You can look it up if you want to see it. At the time they wrote that, which was a while back, they estimated conservatively that the medical system in America is probably killing 1 million people a year. And that was back then, quite a few years ago. And in addition to the ones being killed by treatments for things they think are going to cure them, the life quality of most of the rest of us is really being intentionally destroyed by putting us on multiple toxic chemicals, which are called medicine, unfortunately. Incredible that they're called medicine, just unbelievable. Except a lot of what's going on is unbelievable, but it's really happening. So what if the doctors and the other people in the medical system decided to educate themselves and say, wait a minute, just because I memorized a million pieces of information, some of which is obviously true, some of it's, if you're paying attention, is real, not only not true, but incredibly destructive. And what if the people in the system were brave enough to start looking outside the box that they're supposed to stay in for the real knowledge about health and disease? So instead of getting everybody addicted to chemicals, drugs, which is what they're taught to do now, until the drugs do so much damage that they start cutting out your organs and radiating you and doing all kinds of incredible atrocities that are very expensive atrocities, by the way. And instead of doing that, what if they started learning, even quietly if they have to, because it's, I know, not very acceptable in according to the medical authorities right now. What if they started learning about that stuff? Naturally, it would be easier if the number 10 group that we just talked about in big tech had done their job, because then anybody who wanted to learn about the real health information could just look it up on the search engine and see videos about it and everything. And there still are some left. You know, Dr. Bergman's still there, and a bunch of other good ones. Russell Blaylock's got some things up there, and many other really great people. I could take the whole show naming a few more of them. But it would be easier if the censorship had stopped. But it's not stopping right at the moment. I'm sure you've noticed it's getting more intense. But you still have ways to learn. There's still information, if you know how to look for it, about the origins of degenerative disease. What's really going on with aging? You know, is it what they tell you that, okay, at this age, you're going to fall apart to this extent. 10 years later, it's going to be way worse. And that's all normal, right? And you're going to get these diseases more and more as you get older. What if none of that's true? Which it isn't. What if the medical people started learning about that? That when they tell you the balance of your hormones has to be this much destroyed by this age. Adjusting my high-tech mic here so it doesn't fall over. What if the medical people were brave enough to start really looking into that and experimenting themselves with harmless, that's a big deal, okay? Hippocrates talked about that. Do no harm. Harmless real medicine, and then sharing it and telling others. And what if that spread and made others feel braver that they might do it too? And then they start talking about it privately. And then they come up with creative solutions of how they could get the people inside the medical authorities, the medical boards, and the CDC and other places like that to say, wait a minute, you know, just because something is approved, if it's killing everybody, maybe it's not the best thing we could do. Maybe if we find ourselves shredding data on studies that are inconvenient to talk about, and if we're turning a blind eye to SWAT teaming of natural therapies that are saving lives to try to wipe them out as fast as possible, maybe that's kind of a clue that we're not really doing a very good thing, even if we're making a lot of money at it. The people doing those things, according to my experiments so far, they're actually humans like us. And they're deeper into the programming that victimizes you into thinking of things in an upside down way. But if you become, as a person inside the medical industry, anywhere in any position, top or bottom or in middle, if you become more open and willing to find out what you've been mistaken about, that's going to have an effect on everybody else, including the people at the top, even in the government agencies, even in the authority positions. Any of you guys monitoring and watching right now, I'm talking to you with no condemnation at all. I'm just offering you something that would change your life and give you a different kind of motivation and satisfaction than playing along with the system for money, being willing to be dishonest for money, being willing to ignore things that are obviously true just because it's convenient and everybody else is doing it. It's really not a really good plan, and there are alternatives. As I said, the emergency and trauma care people are doing superhuman, heroic work, and I really appreciate that. I have friends among those people. But even they could become less toxic in some of the symptomatic immediate emergency responses they're doing. Dr. Circus in Brazil has done a lot of work with what he calls natural allopathic medicine. Even though that sounds like an oxymoron, it's not. And he's shown how harmless substances can be used in the emergency room and throughout a lot of the toxic drugs there. So if that starts spreading, what do you think would happen? And I know we assume that it can't happen. And if one person does it, not only will they be shut down, but it won't spread. Nobody else will be brave enough. But we don't know what's possible. At least I don't. And why should we assume that something is not ever going to happen? If it did, our physical bodies would start working more like they were designed to work. And, you know, your brain, I know this is not commonly known in the world of specialized experts, but the brain is actually part of the body. It's kind of like a bombshell breaking news, you know, that if you detox and rebuild and nourish your body the right way, your brain actually doesn't function the same way at all anymore. It's much better. And your emotions, which go with the thoughts, also change completely. And your view of the world and your appreciation for yourself changes completely. So if all I'm saying is if some of the people in the medical system, even the ones who are in the so-called natural part and they're feeling defensive and saying, oh, I'm already doing all this. You're doing it to the degree you're doing it. There's always another level. So instead of feeling like you have to defend that you're already doing everything, which guarantees to keep you at that level, why not drop that? Because you can do it. Nobody's stopping you. And ask yourself, what's the next level of harmless, natural approach? And if that spread, the people in the medical industry could really make a huge contribution to changing the direction that things are intentionally going right now. And more people would start understanding things clearly because their brains would be working. Even stuff that confuses them now, aging would completely change. Youth would be something that didn't just go away right away, and it would last, and with experience, it would turn into wisdom without turning into the bad side of what we call old age right now. We'd understand some obvious things that should have been really self-evident from the beginning. You know, one being, for example, that the body's not a tractor or a car or some kind of machine like that that's made out of metal. It's self-repairing. And it gets healed from the inside. No doctor, even a natural one, has ever healed anything. At best, they can find harmless ways to support the body healing itself from inside. And we'd start realizing that suicidal habits that we have a lot of now, including taking most so-called medicines, they would look really stupid and they wouldn't be very appealing at all. The rulers, even if they didn't wake up, would have a lot harder time getting us to destroy ourselves because we'd start being healthy and our brains would be working and we'd say, wait a minute, why would I send my kids to indoctrination centers where they're going to make them insane and do all kinds of bad things to them? I don't think that's a very good plan. Why don't we homeschool? You know, just that kind of simple thought pattern, things would become not confusing. We'd understand gradually that we had the ability to choose to start healing the environment, the biosphere, everything about the world, advanced energy sources, things like that. And we could do that the same way we healed our bodies, because the same principles of healing apply to your own physical body and all the other life forms on the planet, what they call the biosphere. And if that spreads, which could start with one person, it would be a different world. I mean, it wouldn't even be a recognizable planet. So if we call that number 9 and we go to number 8, these are not necessarily in ascending or descending order of importance. These are just kind of in a sequence of a way to think about them. Number 8, I would say, is teachers and professors of all kinds, from little kids, you know, preschool level, daycare level, all the way up to the PhD and MD level and beyond in universities. And the people in that group, the teachers, they could really change the world, and they could help slow down and stop and reverse the agenda of destruction that we've talked about in previous shows and we'll talk about again. That, you know, most of the issues in the world, the things that threaten the survival of not only humans but all life forms, are not only done by humans, they are, and they're intentional. They're not like because you refuse to throw away your air conditioner or some nonsense like that. These are programs that are being done intentionally by the top rulers. These things are not imagined in approaches like the Green New Deal, which is totally suicidal and stupid, or in what Greta is saying. She's totally missing all of it, programmed by her handlers, no doubt. But the real teachers and professors who are brave enough, by becoming brave and educating themselves, which that's the first thing a real teacher has to do, is we have to teach ourselves. Because if you don't do that, how are you going to be a teacher? And, well, it's being demonstrated right now, because most of the teachers in the various types of school systems are just repeating what they've memorized. And memorization is not the same as learning. It's something that you have to do for some things. Like, I remember the discussion in second grade with my elementary school teacher about why I should memorize the multiplication tables. But I finally did, because she had explained to me correctly why that would be useful. So I'm not against memorization. I think memory is really useful. But when you memorize slogans that have no meaning, that's a whole different thing. You can end up doing a lot of damage with that. And the teachers of the little kids in particular could teach them and their parents basic things about how to keep your physical body healthy, because that makes a huge difference in everybody's life, especially little kids. And, you know, they could teach them what to eat and drink instead of destroying the bodies with drugs and junk food and injecting poisons, which the system does now, starting on the first day of life, thinking that it's preventing disease. No one would fall for that if they started getting healthy with a clear brain, because you don't get all defensive and think, no, that can't be true. You're going to wipe out society because you're saying the wrong thing. You'd say, really? Okay, show me the reasons and what's behind it. And you'd have the motive to just learn whatever is true, not defend your group. Because if you're wrong, then you have to just say, okay, thank you. I'm glad to know I'm wrong, and incorporate what you learn. And it just keeps going that way. So if they taught the kids how to take care of themselves, they could teach them how to physically move around and exercise and play in the sun and fresh air and get away from the stupid screens, you know, and they'd get all the Wi-Fi out of the schools on day one. I mean, there's no question about that. There's thousands. If you want studies, which are like the god of certain segments of the system right now, and many of the studies are totally manipulated and they're all fired if they don't get the right answer. It's big mess right now. But even with that going on, there are thousands and thousands of studies showing that the radiation that carries Wi-Fi is harmful to all life forms. Look at, for example, scientistsforwiredtech.com. I think it's scientists with an S, plural, scientists for the number four, wiredtech.com. It's a good site, and there are a lot of others equally good like that. And there's no question, you know. And if you look back at some of the archives of Lost Arts Radio, like our numerous interviews with Barry Troer, who was an expert in frequency weapons back in World War II, and they're a lot more sophisticated now, you'll see there's no question, you know. And when we're in kind of a dumbed-down state, not very healthy with non-functional brains and things, we think convenience is really where it's at. You know, we got... just ignore if it's going to kind of be bad for you, because if you don't fall over right away or have an immediate heart attack in the first 30 seconds of using a technology and it's government approved, well, it must be okay. But if the teachers and professors and people within the educational industry would make the decision to become courageous and not just repeat like a parrot, that's an insult to parrots, but not just repeat over and over again mindlessly whatever they've memorized, it would take them about 10 minutes to realize that Wi-Fi needs to be out of schools, totally out of the schools, and warn the parents to get it the heck out of their homes. Sorry for saying heck, I'm trying to be a family program here. And get it out of where they work and get rid of the stupid smart meters, which aren't even as good as the analog meters they replaced. They're not for your benefit. They're part of what's becoming what's called a smart grid. Ties into a lot of other things with the spy devices and the, you know, all kinds of appliances that are in the house, and especially what they call, I think they call them assistants. You know, there's about several major brands of them now. Those aren't assistants for you. I mean, if we're dumb enough to fall for that, that's not a good sign of our intelligence. And it's not our fault. We've been intentionally programmed to fall for stuff like that. They're spy devices. It's not a good idea to have them in your house. And all this wireless stuff is completely for reasons that we're not aware of. And also the teachers would let the kids and the parents know to limit screen time. Don't program the brain for virtual reality. Program it for nature. You know, just thinking about that, if you really picture it, makes you take a deep breath. All this excessive screen time causes depression and isolation, and it actually changes the physical brain structure over time. It's not a good thing. And the teachers have a big responsibility, whether if you're a teacher that teaches second grade or some special needs class or college class or PhD or medical class, you have this huge responsibility, because if you're a teacher, you're supposed to have done a lot of work to actually learn some things, not just memorize what you have to memorize to get your certificate. That doesn't do it. That doesn't actually make you a teacher. It makes you a facilitator of the system. And if the teachers could become brave enough to realize that and say, yeah, I actually wanted to be a real teacher, start doing the work. Teaching kids and older students self-respect, mostly warning them of the dangers, teaching them self-development on all levels, appreciating themselves and what wisdom is. It's not the same as just, you know, a lot of people with very high IQs are doing very bad stuff in the world. They're sometimes recruited for that. There's different kinds of intelligence, and high IQ is really valuable, but it can be used for positive or negative things. And the kids and the older students have to be taught how to maximize their own value to themselves and the rest of the world, not how to fit into the machine, not just how to fit into the machine. If they could fit in and do some good things, that'd be great. Teaching them that they're the embodiment of the future of humanity, and of all the other life forms depend on the wisdom of humans as well. That's why they're all dying right now. Not like the climate change people say, but in other ways that are real. And a lot of the people who understand the climate change hoax and the global warming hoax and how those are being used to take away everybody's rights don't understand that aspects of those things are absolutely real. And the environmental stuff is either going to be dealt with in a good way, or it's going to end the biosphere on this planet, which I think choice A would be better. That's just my opinion. Teachers could also teach kids real history, the basics of economics, which everybody should understand. That's another reason nobody would ever fall for stuff like the Green New Deal. Even the organic people would never fall for it if they had any understanding of economics, how it really works. Not just the scam of central banking and fractional reserve local banking and stuff like that, but all the other deeper aspects and how business is great, and freedom and making as much money as you can are great, health and all that, as long as they're designed in harmony, all the technologies in harmony with life and not with destruction. And education for the older kids and adults could be transformed the same way, right up to and including the MD levels, which really need help right now, and the PhD levels, which are in as bad shape. Some of the naturopathic ones are getting almost as bad too. And the professors could refuse to participate in the nonsense that much of what they're teaching now about inserting, you know, into everything, even health classes. I know, because I'm right involved in that stuff, and they're putting in subtle teaching about division between races and sexes and classes and ages and, you know, all kinds of really destructive stuff, the degeneration of society, a new fake idea of biology, tyrannical government being a really good thing, basically serving toxic malicious industries working for destruction as a way to set up a career. This is what's being taught. Not really a very good plan. No more of any of that poisonous stuff. And instead, you know, professors could be teaching kids about their unlimited potential, how to learn, how to have self-awareness, because you can't, what I found anyway, and maybe you found something else, but I don't think you can have clear awareness of your environment and other people without that same degree of awareness of your actual self, not your external shells and labels and things like that. So no more brainwashing with enlightened teachers just memorizing what they don't understand, assuming it to be true. Even on the MD, PhD level, things like the slogans that they use, just like they would use on brainwashing little kids, like safe and effective, true, true, unrelated, or any of the other tenets of fake science, that it's now total blasphemy to question any of that. Brave teachers would question it right now, because time is passing and very valuable. Real teachers would become real teachers again, not just mouthpieces of the machine. And that could start something that would sweep over the world. If you're a teacher or anywhere in the educational system, you have massive power to help turn things around. Other people would follow your example. And number seven, you know, we're not going to get through many of these, but I wanted to at least get halfway through. Number seven, you could call the people in the agricultural industry, far super important positions in that industry. This is the food of everybody, and massive effect on other life forms too, the soil and other animals and birds and insects and microbes. And that would be farmers and biotech people and chemical company executives. It's a group of people who have, I think it's like a sacred task of feeding the world. And many of the people involved in that profession are incredibly great people, but they've been educated by school, government, big corporations, media, all pushing a highly organized agenda of not just stuff that's untrue, but stuff that's extremely damaging, to believe the toxic technologies are actually cutting-edge science. Completely not true. In fact, Yeah, it's nothing like real science. So modern agriculture is I guess it's appreciated or would be appreciated at the top of the fake medical system by providing billions of sick people to keep the sick care business going, that business model going. In America, it's costing people who are victims of that about more than $3 trillion a year. And what they're getting for it is having their lives destroyed. Addiction to multiple medical drugs. I don't know if you can identify with that, but most people now are falling into that model of multiple drugs, and the drug dealers even don't have any idea what the massive damage is that they're causing. They have got a general idea, but when they prescribe, multiple drugs that are all toxic to a person, they can't predict exactly how bad it's going to be. That sickness would not be possible without a toxic food industry. And it's all provided by the modern agricultural system. But what would happen if farmers started waking up and educating themselves? This is where I have to start talking at chipmunk speed to get through any of this. What if the farmers started to wake up, educate themselves on how to grow far superior crops, even above the organic standard, with zero chemical fertilizer, zero toxic spray, and learning the real technology, which is all harmless, of how to bring the soil back. The whole chemical fertilizer business, I think, and the synthetic pesticide and herbicide business would crash, and it would have to be replaced by something better. And I'm not saying I don't want those people to make money. I want everybody to make money and be okay. But just make money in a way that doesn't kill everybody. That would be a big step up. And the agricultural chemical companies that had integrity would switch into other areas that would actually help farmers restore the soil. And with creativity, that could be done. I mean, specialty rock dusts, natural foliar sprays, natural bacterial cultures for composting and soil enrichment. There's all kinds of great, lucrative possibilities that would be as some famous newscaster has said, a 360 win. And they would get into consulting and teaching and reclamation of huge areas of destroyed land that was victimized by the previous agricultural practices, so that new acreage would become suitable for farming, and families for much less money could start small farms on what used to be wasteland. Real health restoring food would replace the deadly fake food that fills up the supermarkets now. Most of it is not edible, by the way. It looks like there's no food shortage, but if you take all the food away that's poisoned, there is. I mean, it needs to be remedied quickly. Farmers could learn how to heal their land and produce more food and make more money at the same time as helping to heal humanity and themselves. Farming and farm labor would become a healthy profession again, not the potentially deadly profession it is now, working in the middle of all the clouds of poison and things that are government approved and just destroying everybody's bodies. And farmers, if farmers that woke up and got courageous, this is no lack of respect to farmers. I love farmers. I've been one, and I've been involved in organic agriculture since 1967 at least. But they would wake up, but they would never buy GMO seeds of any kind, any GMO anything, any product with any GMO ingredients. Any GMO has no redeeming qualities, and I've looked at all the arguments in favor of it. I can't see any. And the biotech executives, of course, are just programmed with this, victimized of the same education as the rest of us. And they could help too by admitting big mistakes and find creative, honest lines of work instead. And people, maybe still in agriculture, people in biotech could realize that we're all 100% responsible for our own actions. And all of us make massive mistakes. I mean, my life has been full of them, but the thing is that I don't think all of us need to be condemned. We just need to switch, make a change, as some famous songs are talking about. And we can do that. And the biggest villains among us, the ones that are intentionally trying to end life on the planet, could become big heroes. I don't think that's impossible. I don't see bad people, just bad actions coming from misunderstanding and programming that could be reversed. Number six, I'm trying to go fast here. I want to do at least two more. Number six would be all the people in the telecom industry. And I've talked to a lot of them working on different technologies that I've been using myself, and especially the executives and those people who work for them in the telecom industry. They're in a position to help save the world from the coming mass radiation exposure that is intentionally designed to damage and kill all the life forms on our planet. And having talked to a lot of people within the structure of the telecom companies, I don't think most of them know about it. Some of them very quietly admit, oh yeah, I think that's actually true, and I started studying it, and I don't know what to do. But a lot of them don't. And you know, that in the midst of all this, they have to become aware that the language used in a lot of scientific and medical papers is intentionally deceptive, and that's a long subject. But for example, when something's really harmful, they define it as a risk. It's not a risk, it's damage. There's a difference. Risk is like you'll probably be okay, but there's a risk of 10% or something that you might be killed, but 90% chance you'll be fine, so don't worry about it. Damage is like it's going to damage everybody, but only some people will be have the susceptibility to maybe die from it or things like that. If you're wanting to get into that issue more, look at Dr. Andrew Molden's work. He was a brain expert with a PhD and MD who got the government seal of approval. He had to be killed. But before he was killed, he was saying that every one of certain practices in the medical field where they inject things into your body, every one of them causes damage. They're not a risk. I guess they're 100% risk because they always cause damage. Even though there are ways that, I don't know if he got very far into, he probably didn't have time, that a lot of that damage can be reversed in many cases. So it's not any reason to be, you know, disheartened or give up or not be able to help your child or something. But these negative things that are done to people, they it's damage, not risk. And things like Wi-Fi and smart grid and 5G and a lot of the drugs that are used that are toxic are 100% harmful, completely unnecessary. Speaking of the 5G and the Wi-Fi stuff, it's all unnecessary. Fiber optic is way better service. It's faster, doesn't disconnect as much. It's a lot steadier, and much of it's already installed. In countries like the U.S., it's all over the place. They don't talk about it. And if you look back in the Lost Arts Radio archives to the shows with Mark Steele and Barry Troer, you see a lot more information about it. 5G is not being set up by mistake or because they're all excited about money and didn't check carefully enough about the health effects. It's completely not about that. It's intentional. And it's, as Mark says, a weapon system. And I highly recommend that discussion that we had with Mark Steele. And a lot of people in the telecom companies who know that it's harmful just don't know what to do. But the people who are in power positions in those industries, and even the ones who work in the government agencies who know better than what they're having to tell people, could find ways to change course and use their position to accomplish something good. Because even the conventional science has proven that the electromagnetic radiation is 100% harmful. I mentioned a good site to look at for that. That it's not for convenience. It's not to download a movie in 2 seconds. It's for surveillance, control, and ultimately extermination of life forms, which I don't think is a very good plan. Maybe you agree with that. So some of the people who are telecom execs and government agency bosses are so drunk with power and the extremely good compensation that they're getting for selling out everybody else, they just ignore it and they assume that it won't hurt them. But that's incorrect. Just distracted by the money that's keeping them blind. So what they're really doing, and if you're in that position, you need to realize you're sacrificing your own family and kids. And it's, even if you thought that didn't matter, they're tied to you. Everybody's tied to you. So the law of nature is, and it doesn't matter if you believe in God or religion or anything, whatever we do intentionally to or for somebody else comes back to us multiplied, maybe not right away. And the time lag fools a lot of people, but it always works. I've been observing carefully this kind of stuff for more than the last half century, and it's really true. And once you understand that, you can still be totally selfish, but the most selfish, intelligent thing you can do for yourself is forget about your past mistakes and do everything good you can for everybody else with all your energy and time. That's the most selfish thing and wise thing you could possibly do. And if you're in one of those power positions in the telecom company, it definitely applies to you. It's an incredible opportunity, and you can take it. And it will affect your future dramatically. Nobody gets away with anything. It's never happened. It can't happen because your own consciousness will prevent it now or later. So if you're anybody in that group of people that has a physical body, which is everybody, then keeping yourself and your family away from Wi-Fi and get it out of your house and your business if possible is a really good idea. Having your smart meter removed is great. Dump the smart appliances, and just hitting the high points of stuff I don't want to miss. Get rid of the stupid assistants, which are spy devices, and they're not going to be good to have in the long run. Get them out of your life completely, that kind of hardware. And also, remember, don't carry your smartphone on your body ever, even though everybody else does it. Don't walk around like this either with it, talking with it against your ear. Do you know where your brain is? It's very close to where your ear is. It's like a very short distance. And the radiation is not just thermal, it's non-thermal, which means it doesn't have to heat it up in order to affect it. It starts affecting it right away. Use it on speakerphone or with the ear things, you know, like the earbuds, I guess they call them. Or just put it on a table and use it on speakerphone if you can. And don't touch it with your body. Don't carry it when it's turned on. And if you have to, put it in one of the pouches that they sell in many places that are actually effective in stopping the radiation until you need it, and then you can take it out. And the way to check whether that's working is see if it'll receive a phone call when it's in the bag. And if it does, the bag is junk. It doesn't work. So what are the other five groups to help save the world? Number 54321. We'll have to look at those in detail next time because we're within a minute and a half of being all done. And we'll look at each one of those next time for sure. In the meantime, I guarantee that you're in one of these groups somewhere. By the time we get to the end, you'll see that. And I thought, you know, the only reason I gave in to the idea of doing this kind of thing publicly, whereas for the last five or more decades, I've been doing this kind of work very quietly, knowing that what the response of the corporations and government agencies is to this kind of information, not to mention the censorship, is that I wanted solutions. And as I said in the beginning, it's not even worth knowing about the problems unless you're going to use that awareness to see, all right, how can I fix that? Not, you know, we're programmed to look at all these bad things and get discouraged. But that's not the point. The point is to say, okay, that's the strategic awareness of the situation. Now, we're not without intelligence and creativity. We can come up with things to do. And it starts in what I found, you know, and you may disagree and have a different way to do it, which is fine. But what I found is that if you start with your physical body, get rid of the issues of aging and degenerative disease and susceptibility to infectious disease, none of which are normal or necessary. They're all reversible to a great degree. They're avoidable if you start early. What we've been taught is not true at all. Pasteur himself realized that what he was teaching about the germ theory was wrong. It's not that there aren't germs, it's that there's some more sophisticated understanding that you need to have. He said the terrain is everything, the germ is nothing, meaning that what you do to take care of the tissues in your body is what's going to determine what the microorganisms do. And that's the key to immunity. It's not putting poison in your body. I know that's hard for people to imagine, but it's really not. You have incredible immunity naturally, and if you know how to develop that and how to get rid of the seeds of future disease, how to avoid what they call, you've heard of it, it's called normal aging, how to avoid having to deal with that, that's what you should be being taught. And I thought, well, besides saying what I can on the public platform, and now maybe on the verge of not being here anymore, I don't know. Remember, Brighteon, as I started a separate private platform where we can take the next step, get into the details of what you can actually do right now, dealing with whatever situations that you're dealing with, life and health situations, where you need information that we can't share easily publicly. I started a separate group. It's called Planetary Healing Club. I decided that instead of having commercials and products that I said, you got to buy all these products, and which may be good, but I didn't want to get distracted with that. So the private platform section has very small dues to be part of it, but it's live and interactive, and all the dues go to the nonprofit that we started to run that and hopefully build a school eventually and at least keep the work going right now with the necessary funding. So, and you can also donate to what we're doing. If you want to be part of that private group and actually start to use it to work on your own situation, personalized to you, go to planetaryhealingclub.com. If that's an access point, if you have any trouble using it, which sometimes it doesn't work the way it's supposed to be, just let me know, richard@lostartsradio.com, and we'll help you fix it. You can also support us through Subscribestar/LostArtsRadio. And there's all different levels that can be done at, or by the donate buttons on lostartsradio.com or lostartsresearchinstitute.org. That's our nonprofit behind all this stuff. Really invite support from people who have the means to do that. If you have questions to figure out whether it's worth supporting or not, I'll tell you exactly what we're doing. Feel free to email me, richard@lostartsradio.com. We really need financial support, and I don't want to start getting into pushing products right now. That's not appealing. I want it to stay very, very clear and pure environment and energy. So that's about it. Remember that we have the Sunday shows too, educational guests on every week, including tomorrow. A series is underway now with Joel Skousen on history of the deep state, but there's a lot of other stuff. Duke Pesta, educator, is on tomorrow night. You're invited to that. No money involved. And let's see, did I forget anything? I usually get totally off of my bullet points here. But I guess the main thing is, I don't know how long we'll be here. Get on Brighteon.com, okay? Subscribe to our channel over there, Brighteon.com/channel/LostArtsRadio. And if you get ready to follow this up and address some of the situations that you personally are actually dealing with in your life, get into planetaryhealingclub.com and join us there, and I'll see you in person. In fact, today's meeting is in about 25 minutes, and I'll look forward to seeing you there. Okay. Thanks for spending the time with us. I really appreciate your doing that, and I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you all next time.
Introducing Lost Arts Radio on subscribestar.com. Just go to subscribestar.com/LostArtsRadio to find our rewards program, offering 10 different giving levels starting at just $5 a month. We offer incredible value for any rewards level, from extra monthly interview videos not available publicly to subscription-based Planetary Healing Club videos once, twice, or three times a month, to private counseling sessions with Lost Arts Radio host Richard Sachs, to tech help with me, Doug Diamond. We even have one option where you can be the star on Lost Arts Radio as our guest on a specially produced show just for you. We conduct an interview with you and broadcast it to our growing network and listenership. Our subscribe star levels are one of a kind and offer great rewards for any budget. Please help support Lost Arts Radio. We can't do it without you. With increasing censorship on many of our channels, we really need your support today to keep doing what we're doing. As Richard says, we're not even at survival level yet. Lost Arts Radio has three weekly shows, Lost Arts Radio Live each Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, which is a live stream currently on multiple platforms in case we get banned from some of the larger ones. Right now, we're on two YouTube channels, Facebook Live, Periscope, which is Twitter, Twitch, and DLive. You can access these broadcasts by going to www.lostartsradio.com/live for all the links to those channels. The Planetary Healing Club meets right after Lost Arts Radio Live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights. And our Sunday show with guests airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sunday nights on our Blog Talk Radio channel, our YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and on Brighteon. Be sure to sign up for our free email list just in case we do get banned on big tech's platforms. It's just a matter of time, really. They don't like the stuff we talk about, and they do not want the truth out there. In fact, they have already attacked us numerous times. Join our free email list so we can let you know where we are and how to access our shows. The sign-up button is right on the top right on most pages of our website. The best starting point for all things Lost Arts Radio is our main site, lostartsradio.com, where you can find the hottest news selection videos that we curate just for you. Those are on the homepage and added to daily, as well as articles and breaking news about information you really need to know. Our show archives, the 10 most recent shows, are right on our homepage, as well as our Blog Talk Radio page at blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio, or just click the All Things Radio Show tab right on our website. We're in the podcast directory on iTunes, and all of our shows except the banned ones are on our YouTube channels at Lost Arts Radio and at Diamond Disc. Our Brighteon page is really taking off, and we often have editor's picks videos right on their homepage. Visit Brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. On our site, you can also access our free listener forum as well as sign up for the Planetary Healing Club, which is just $25 a month, where you get private access to a one-on-one interaction with host Richard Sachs and myself and the other club members who participate live. More info can be found at planetaryhealingclub.com. We're providing solutions in there to make the world a better place. Come join us. Thanks again for listening to and supporting Lost Arts Radio. We love having you as part of our family to learn, experience, and grow with.